Let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Time for my jeans. Mm-hmm. Oh, my jeans, actually. Beautiful Wednesday morning. And this is the part where we make room for our kings, man, for them to have conversations that they need to have in a safe space of who.
That's right. And the gentleman that that really gets the conversation going for us, because, you know, como está, we are not so shy, and you know, we can only talk about other things, but so when it comes to our deeper things, we struggle with it.
Yeah.
We have entrusted Kavi, aka Mr. K Goodness, who's on your radio, will be on your radio right now, aka the Empathy King,
yeah,
to spark that fire for us. Let's have a listen.
Good morning to the Fresh FM family. Good morning, more specifically to the Fresh Breakfast family.
Yes, sir.
And then, asseblief toch, my two gunsteling mensen, my two favorite people on the radio. Asseblief, Shaquan and NSK, goeiemorgen. Please,
good morning.
For those of you that haven't voted yet, we've got NSK and Shaquan nominated for Best Male Presenter and Best Female Presenter, and we all know they deserve those awards. So,
thank you.
Please, let's make sure we get on there and vote. And vote. Ek gaan definitief nog vote. Nog een keer vote. So, let's do that. It is a 16th birthday bash time. And here's my gents, because it is Wednesday. And as NSK always says, K Goodness is on your radio.
All the time.
Today, gents, for my gents, I just want to talk about the act of forgiving without having received an apology.
Sure.
For our own good and our sanity, it is something we need to learn to practice. People don't owe you anything. Maybe they do. But I strongly believe that, you know, sometimes we hold people accountable for an apology that they are not even aware they're supposed to give. Mm. You know, in my case, the fortunate case is that I expected an apology, and before I could receive one, my father passed away. So I had to learn to forgive him in his absence, and not having heard the apology, because eventually I understood where he was coming from. So for our own sanity, for our own well-being and mental health, is learn the act of forgiving people without having received an apology. Because what you do is, when you hold on to unforgiveness, when you don't forgive people, it's basically like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Free yourself.
Yes.
Right? Free that person, for that matter of effect, because you're punishing yourself over somebody else's actions. Right? And that's what anger is. They define anger as the punishment we give ourselves for other people's actions. So, forgive. I said this morning on K Goodness that, you know, it takes so much energy to be angry at someone, to hate someone, that, you know, you think about it, but after an episode of anger, you're always so tired. It's energy drain.
Yeah, it's very
tiring.
But
when we act and operate from a place of love, it is just, it's uplifting. Love refreshes, you know. So, and in failing to forgive people, forgive in general, or forgive somebody that hasn't asked for forgiveness, is we hold on to that anger, and it wears us down and it tears us down. So let us really, really, truly practice the art of forgiving. I know a lot of us have, and especially as men, most of our childhood trauma is derived from relationships with our dads, and some of us sit in a situation like I did, where our fathers are not around. And I'm asking you to do yourself the favor and actively say it out loud, verbalize it, forgive your father, forgive the male figures in your life, be it an older brother that traumatized you, older cousins. Forgive these people. They did not know better. They did what they thought was best. They tried to toughen you up. So learn to forgive these people and stop poisoning yourself. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
I will tell you this, man, Shaquan. I don't know about about women, but as men, we can hold on to a grudge. Like we can really we can hold on to that anger.
Yeah.
You know, we can really hold on to that anger, and you almost feel, how to put this, you almost feel not complete when you either don't express that anger or when you let go of that anger. But what is also true is that that anger is tiring. It is exceptionally tiring. It is, if we are to be brutally honest as gents, we're not going to show it to society. We're not going to say it. We're not going to whoever, that cousin or our father, whatever, you know, like we're not going to go soft on them or whatever. But deep down, we know that it is exceptionally tiring. It is. And we really appreciate K-Goodness for sparking that conversation.
True.
Especially the trauma around our fathers.
I
still remember that time when we had him in studio and he asked me, NSK, when was the last time you heard your father say, I'm proud of you? And I couldn't answer his question. And many other gents that won the WhatsApp line also echoed. So yes, as gents, we do have complicated relationships with our fathers. I can promise you that much. Not that we don't love them.
I know, absolutely. You know, doesn't take away from that, yeah.
Exactly. It's just, how would I put it? We wish it would have been different. We wish it would have been different, but still be the tough gents that we are. Oh, well. This conversation will be up on our website in case you missed it. And if you want to, you know, re-listen to it and maybe share, just hit us up in the next 10 minutes or so and we'll share you. We will send you the link itself. 8:57. I want to know if that tweet is real or not.
Which tweet is that?
King Tilly talking about he wants to hang out with a certain billionaire who is who's implicated in some serious stuff right now. Okay, stick around. Don't go anywhere. We'll investigate in the next hour.
Finally.